on Sunnyside. I'll play some songs for you after 9 this morning. Some soft rock favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, he is America's foremost political humorist and satirist. You can find him at AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. U of I grad, Bill Melberg. Bill!
Good morning, Stevie J. Hello, Diane Ducey.
Hi.
And good morning to all of our ESPN radio and Sunny listeners.
Hey, Bill, this has been another jam-packed news week.
Yes, it certainly has been, Stevie and Diane. And what better way to review this week's headlines than with another round of musical news?
Yes, musical news. That's a game where you play a short piece of music, and then Diane and I try to guess the name of the song and the news story that goes with it.
That's right, Stevie. And without further ado, let's get started right away. Here's the first song.
Hold on. Can you introduce that one more time, Bill?
Ah, yes. Without further ado, let's get started right away. Here's the first song.
Obviously, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
And the news story that goes with it was opening day for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes, that's right, Stevie and Diane. And it was also opening day for the Chicago Cubs. And as you know, unfortunately, both teams lost their home opener.
Yeah.
But there was another big sports story on Monday. Let's see if you can guess the song. And hopefully the song and the story.
Fight song, but I'm afraid I just don't know the story that goes with that one.
Neither do I.
Well, Stevie and Diane, that was sort of a trick clue, because the story was the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship on Monday night.
But what does that have to do with the Hoosiers?
Good question. After all, Louisville won. They beat Michigan.
Yes, but the real story I was thinking of is that President Obama had predicted that Indiana would be the national champion this year. Yeah. He also said that Indiana, Ohio State, Florida, and Louisville would be in the Final Four.
Well, I guess one out of four ain't bad.
You're right, and it certainly beats all of President Obama's predictions about the economy, that's for sure. In any case, here's our next song. Actually, it's not really a song. It's an old public service message that I used to hear on TV back when I was a kid.
We must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover! This family knows what to do, just as your own family should. They know that even a thin cloth helps protect them. Even a newspaper can save you from a bad burn. But the most important thing of all is to duck and cover yourself, especially where your clothes do not cover you.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash? Duck and cover.
Duck and cover. Amazing that this was actually on TV. Let me guess, the story is North Korea's ongoing threats to launch a nuclear attack against the United States.
Yes, and we're laughing about it.
I just can't believe that. Imagine people that watch that and said, man, I've got to practice that, Mommy. Get the tablecloth. Are you kidding me?
Well, should that nutcase over there in North Korea actually do it, don't forget to duck and cover.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, you know, when I was a boy during the height of the Cold War, we used to have drills in our school to practice ducking under our desks and covering our skin in case of a nuclear attack. And hopefully those days are long past, even if the nut North Korea keeps threatening to attack us. In any case, here's our next musical news song, a little more cheerful.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. If it's raining, have no regrets, because it is raining, rain you know, is raining violets. And where you
Of course, that's April Shower, sung by Al Jolson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see, could that song have anything to do with this week's stormy weather?
April showers, they come your way.
Yes.
You guessed it, Diane.
And those April showers are already giving rise to some flowers here in Chicago.
Yep.
But we're also being warned today that we could still have a little more snow this afternoon. Of course, Al Gore says that our very long winter was the result of
global warming.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. Global warming causing global cooling. Anyhow, here's our next song.
Britannia.
And the story that goes with it was the death of this week's Baroness Thatcher, the Iron Lady who ruled Great Britain throughout the 1980s.
And even though it was a Soviet journalist who gave her that Iron Lady nickname, the nickname caught on in Britain too because of Margaret Thatcher's commitment to principle and her strong leadership style. In fact, here's a clip we want to play of Margaret Thatcher giving a speech about your money versus the state's money.
One of the great debates of our time is about how much of your money should be spent by the state and how much you should keep to spend on your family. Let us never forget this fundamental truth. The state has no source of money other than the money people earn themselves. If the state wishes to spend more, it can do so only by borrowing your savings or by taxing you more. And it's no good thinking that someone else will pay. That someone else is you. There is no such thing as public money. There is only taxpayers' money. Prosperity won't come by inventing more and more lavish public expenditure programs. You don't grow richer by ordering another checkbook from the bank. And no nation ever grew more prosperous by taxing its citizens beyond their capacity to pay. We have a duty to make sure that every penny piece we raise in taxation is spent wisely and well. For it is our party which is dedicated to good housekeeping. Indeed, I wouldn't mind betting that if Mr. Gladstone were alive today, he'd be reapplying to join the Conservative Party. Protecting the taxpayer's purse, protecting the public services. These are our two great tasks, and their demands have to be reconciled. How very pleasant it would be. How very popular to say, spend more on this, expand more on that. And of course, we all have our favorite causes. I know I do. But someone has to add up the figures. Every business has to do it. Every housewife has to do it. Every government should do it. And this one will.
Stevie, I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking to themselves, hey, those words from 30 years ago are as relevant today as they were then.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Talk about relevant. 30 years ago, Margaret Thatcher. And they sure are. I mean, it's amazing.
By the way, she mentioned Gladstone, and he was a liberal prime minister. So that's why she said he would be joining the conservatives at that particular
Someone
time in Britain.
Someone has to add up the figures. did you see Iron Lady, by the way?
Just part of it.
Really, really good. I mean, wow. What a woman. When we come back, Bill Melber will have one more song for us from a news story that he forgot to mention last week. So stay tuned. It's ESPN Radio and the new Sunny 95.3. We'll be right back.
Steam Fitters Union 149 is a member of the East Central Illinois Building and Construction.
ESPN.
852, we are back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I understand you have one more song for us this morning, a song about a bit of news that you forgot to mention last week.
Yes, I think you have it ready there.
All right, here we go.
And the story I forgot to mention last week was your birthday.
Well,
so happy 39th birthday once again.
Well, my mom is actually 29, so I guess I'll be part of the 29 club, not Jack Benny's 39. But, man, it's amazing how far away we are from those numbers now.
However, 39 does match the current temperature.
Well, that's true. All right, you met Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher?
Well, it wasn't exactly a meeting as such, but we did, in fact, cross paths in London when I was visiting my good friend Scott Hall, another U of I alum. This was back in the early 80s, and Scott was working as an intern for Sir Patrick Wall, who was a Conservative member of Parliament. And Scott had arranged for the two of us, that is Scott and myself, to have lunch with Sir Patrick in the members' dining room adjoining the House of Commons in Parliament. It's the Parliament members' dining room.
Mm.
And who should be sitting at the next table?
No way.
But Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and several of her colleagues. And as they were being seated, Mrs. Thatcher looked my way and smiled. And needless to say, I smiled back at her. And that's the only thing we exchanged were smiles. But as the old saying goes, a smile is the shortest distance between people. And I was on cloud nine for the rest of that day, having sort of met.
Well, no, I contact with Margaret Thatcher. Plus, she would have loved your Ronald Reagan.
You know, in retrospect, I should. Hello, Margaret. How are you?
What year was this about?
About 1983.
I'm telling
just
you,
just right after the Falklands.
And she obviously had met with Ronald Reagan by the time. And you've met with Reagan or met Reagan several times at the White House. And you've got a lot of great stories, I know, there, but had she heard your voice, she would have cracked out. There's no question.
Well, I think so, too. By the way, you know, today is another day. Do you know what today is, April 12th? I'll give you a hint.
Titanic?
No. Oh.
I think the Titanic set sail.
Well,
Like 3 days later.
I think it sunk on the 15th tax day.
Didn't it leave the 12th, though? 12th or 13th? It's somewhere around
that. It was 1912, but it is another anniversary 52 years ago today.
52 years ago today.
And I'll tell you, they celebrate this in Russia right now.
Huh.
It's called Cosmonautics Day in Russia, because this is the day that 52 years ago that Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space.
I'll be darned. Well, that's pretty significant.
And 20 years later, which is 32 years ago today, was the first flight of the space shuttle Columbia.
Really? I did not know that.
So, that's just a little more trivia for today. Well, that was quite a clip we had from Mrs. Thatcher.
No, it's just great, and she makes such sense. By the way, Titanic set sail April 10, so it's 2 days ago, and then sank on April 15th. Bill.
Well, April 15th is tax day.
Yeah, well, it's a great day in my life.
So, as President Obama would say, be sure to pay your taxes.
Well, my dad landed in America April 15th, so I love the day.
Oh, excellent.
Monday will be the, 1945, he arrived. Hey, listen, my friend, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, ask you wow.
Thanks, Bill Melberg. And eveningwiththepresidents.com, and eveningwiththepresidents.com, Bill Melberg on Fridays. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
Hello.